You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
kids. This is Malcolm from Christ on Parade. You are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia.
All right. Good afternoon, all. Welcome to another edition of Generation Annihilation, CITR 101.9 FM, streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. My name is Aaron, and I have been MIA the past few weekends, so I hope you enjoyed some older broadcasts of the show. Yes, I've seen a couple shows down in the States, couple classic acts celebrating 40 years as a band. We started off with Killing Joke, who I saw last weekend at the El Corazon in Seattle. I've seen a lot of shows there, and that was the first time I've ever seen a sold-out show at that place. Yeah, there was a good 800 people crammed into that little venue. We heard a track from the 1981 release, What's This For? Heard the track called Butcher, and yeah, Killing Joke, back to being their original formation, the original four. Yeah, awesome band who are highly influential. And we heard another band, I saw another band the weekend before in Seattle at the Showbox Theater, and I'm talking about Fear. Yes, they're celebrating 40 years as a band as well, and it was with the original drummer, Spit Sticks. The original guitar player, yeah, he was supposed to be there, but he wasn't, so yeah, no Philo Kramer, but man, they did an awesome set. It was very quick, very straight to the point. I don't think they played more than 45 minutes, but it was a very good 45 minutes, and they opened up this song when they played. It's a track called Give Me Some Action. Here we go.
Where the fuck are we?
Cause we're always under attack.
Hey, everybody, this is Joey Shedd from DOA. You know why? You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. That's right. That's right.
Access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
Hey. Hey, it's Cynthia from The Bike Kitchen. We moved, but we are still nearby. The Bike Kitchen is now located on East Mall in the trailer between Irving, Cape Barber, and Broth Hall. Come down and check out our selection of used bikes, work on your bike with our tools, or get a tune-up by one of our pro mechanics. We have a 1 or 2 day turnaround on all tune-ups. Check out our website, thebikekitchen.com, for more information about our services and prices.
This is Dave from Extreme Noise Terror. You are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yeah! All right, starting things all off with Criminal, band from Boston, Massachusetts. We heard them covering a Fierce song, Give Me Some Action. Yeah, it's from a 7-inch release called Sweet Dreams on Triple B Records, followed with Fear, track called Neighbors. And yeah, that was written for a movie soundtrack called Neighbors. I don't think the song was ever actually made the soundtrack, but yeah, it was written for a movie, a John Belushi film in 1981. Followed with Locals DOA, Time to Fight Back was the name of the song. It's from their release, Fight Back. I got a nice thick vinyl LP version of that. Yeah, it's really cool. Followed with Sin 34, acts from the early 80s. This is a release from 1983, originally came out on Spinhead Records, and it was released on Sinister Torch Records, re-released in 2004, recently found out that the singer Julie Landfield passed away this year. Followed with Sore Points, local acts, Still Standing was the name of the track. It's from their 7-inch release on Hosehead Records. And they will be playing tonight for their record release, their 12-inch record release on Deranged Records. That's down at the Astoria. And they'll be playing with Chain Whip, who we followed in the set with a track called 6-Day Weekend. And they're also playing with Locals, long-running pop-punk acts, Pointed Sticks. Well, actually, they disbanded in the early 80s, got back together, I guess, about a good 15 years ago. And yeah, also on the builds of Transmitters. So yeah, get down there and get a Sore Points 12-inch release because they're good. And yeah, as I said, last weekend I was in Seattle. The weekend before I was in Seattle, and while I was there, I stopped at the fine Singles Going Steady record store and I picked up a bunch of albums, including this one, going back to the early 80s originally from Exit Stance. The name of the release is called While Backs Are Turned. This is a track called Slaughterhouse. Here we go.
We'll be right back. sure you want to know?
Well, that's what we're here for.
Angry.
Why is that?
They just grabbed 10 years of my life. That isn't enough.
You know the law. You know the terms of the law.
Cool, I'm ready. Those sons of bitches have been going down to their offices and cutting a fresh piece out of this country every day.
Arab flies, they're at the yours.
You're goddamn right. What's advertising with a legalized con game? And what the hell's marriage? Extort, prostitution, soliciting with a government stamp on it. And what the hell's your stock market? A fixed ostrich. Some business guy steals a bank, it's a big success story. Takes them all the magazine. Some other guy steals the magazine, he's busted.
This is Dick from Subhumans. You are listening to Generation Island Annihilation. Easy for you to say. I'll say it again. This is Generation Annihilation. This is Dick from Subhumans. This on CITR 101.9 FM. That's F and M, female and male. All sources catered for, no matter which. Even if you're somewhere in between, in Vancouver, BC, also AD, also into the future. If you don't know what you're listening to, you do now. Cheers.
All right, started things all off with Exit Stance, a reissue of a 1985 release. Came out last year on PHR Records, and we heard a track called Slaughterhouse. I hadn't heard a lot of this band before, except for a track called Christian Militia. But yeah, this is a 16-song release called While Backs Are Turned. It turns out this band is back together, so I'm going to check out some of their new stuff. Maybe I'll even play it next week on the show. Followed with Dogma. Yes, a new act from Montreal. Yeah. Oh, no, they're from Ottawa, sorry. And yeah, it's a new demo tape of theirs. It's going to be coming out in October. The name of the track we heard was called Caged. And followed with an act from Montreal called No War. And it's from a new demo of theirs. The name of the track we heard was called Fine Little System. And from Boston, Massachusetts, Option. We heard a track called Another Option. It's from their Hour of Action release. And yeah, I really dig this band. I like the band that they formed out of called No Sir, I Won't. Yeah, very crass-like, crass-influenced act. Yeah, some good anarcho-peace punk. And right now, we're going to hear a track by Man Destroys. Here we go.
Man Square Mile is the most wonderful, wonderful place to work. It has so much to offer. And we're standing here today talking about it when there are 10,000 people campaigning against what we do. I absolutely love it. I love it with a passion. The city is in my blood.
Money sucks, money kills.
And some would say the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. Unfortunately, that probably is the case. The system works. But age-old phrase, money makes the world go round, it probably does.
This is Ralph the Vrucas. You listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Started the set all off with Man Destroys. The name of the track is called Everything, like Man Destroys Everything. And this is originally a cassette release, which came out last year. But it was released on 7-inch pink vinyl this year on Not Like You Records. And Man Destroys, kind of a super group side project with Simon Trolley from the Suicidal Supermarket Trolleys on vocals and Jeff Harp from Final Conflicts. Long-running Bay Area piece punk acts on guitar, followed with Bug Central. This is a release going back to the early 2000s on Arson Records out of Montreal. We heard a track called Money and Riots. That's Life. And followed with Distraught's release going back to the mid-2000s. Recently happy to get this one used at Audio Pile. It was in the $2 pile and... It was fairly cheap, and I actually got it on their 40% off used sale, so I paid like $2.50 for that one. I always like to shop for bargains. I spend a lot of money on vinyl, though. I have no qualms with spending big bucks on new releases, but hey, you know, save when you can, right? Followed with Spite from the UK. Name of the release is called A Threat to Society, and that's going back to the mid-90s as well. 97, I'd say. Yeah, Blind Destruction Records, and they were an act that featured John and Steve from the band Ripcord from the UK, and they also had Becky, who played bass in Chaos UK at the time. So yeah, Blind Destruction Records out of the UK. I said 97, but hey, it was released in July 96, just looking at it right now. That was it. That's what we heard in the set. So, let's get into a few more before the show is done. This is Deadlock.
Back. To be on the radio.
Christy, you know you can do that at CITR and Discorder, right?
What?
Yeah, you can get a show or help with live broadcasts and interview people at shows around the city and make ads and PSAs that play during the shows.
Wow.
Yeah, just email volunteer at CITR.ca and they can help you get started or just come into the station whenever.
I will. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Who'd win in a wrestling match, Lemmy or God?
Lemmy.
Ah!
God!
Wrong, dickhead. Trick question. Lemmy is God.
Ah! Powercore. Heavy metal radio decimating eardrums in the lower mainland since 1985. Tune in every Saturday from 1 to 3.
This is Deke from Oipaloi. You are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Fight the system!
All right, and we are winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation. Started things all off with Deadlock from the UK. Brand new 7-inch release on Painkiller Records. Yeah, we heard a track called Repetition and heard an act from the Bay Area called Fix My Head. Heard the track Fix My Head. Came out in the mid-2000s on No Options Records out of Oakland, California. And we followed with Starvation from a local act, Endless Fight. And it's a five-track demo. Check it out. And we followed with Kamloops' Bootlicker, a track called Hangman. It's from the Who Do You Serve release. So, yeah, as I said tonight, there is a show at the Astoria. It's going to be a good one. Sword Point's 12-inch release. And they'll be playing with Chain Whip, Pointed Sticks, and Transmitters. And over at SBC, Jack's Skate Party After Party, Jack's Skate Comp After Party, Jack's Skate Comp, which is going on in China Creek right now. Diggle Abortions, Christ Air, and BLKR. And yeah, next Saturday at the Astoria, this will be a good one. We got Geno Geist from Portland, Dysphoria, some raw punk from Victoria, The Moor, new local anarcho-punk, and Starvation, who we played just now in the set. So, yeah, this has been Generation Annihilation for another week here on CITR. Check us out online, www.generationannihilation.com. Like us on Facebook, and we got Power Chord coming at you up next. So we're going to leave you with one more. This is a song about a guy that I know very well. It's called Drunk Buddy. It's by Old Man Strength, local act. And yeah, this is a cool track. So check it out and check out Power Chord up next. You've been warned.
All right, ready? Switch gears a little bit. This one's about our friend Aaron Brown. He is the drunk buddy. But this could be about any of those guys.
Who's that? Rugby, drink beer, get pissed down, eating falafel. This new citizen fits rock. He's in, he'll show fuck in the bed. Drop it. This beer, yeah, check it, everybody's in. He's at a beer, he's at the show. Turn off the light, lock the door. He's at a beer, here at the door. Step down and open up, it's coming out, yeah. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chris Connolly from the band
Hot Panda.
Sorry about that. This is Chris Connolly from the band
Hot Panda.
No, not again.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 Vancouver.